Show.com. Go ahead and join us in the chat room there if you dare. And the caller lines are now open, allegedly. 218-339-8525. Coming fresh from Occupy Auckland, we stand at a very interesting point here in New Zealand where it is now almost standard operating procedure to have police officers who very much in their candor act like really nice guys. No, seriously. Some people are actually really, really good behind their uniform. And they just do what they're told, you know, they're just on the street any time, morning, noon or night, 24/7. Doing whatever they're told to do. They're not part of the decision making process. So when Occupy Auckland was evicted yesterday, four sites around Auckland City simultaneously, with huge amounts of private security from Red Badge Security. I originally read it as Red Shield Security, and I thought that was quite funny, but it turns out that wasn't the case. It was Red Badge Security. Just shows how one-track conspiracy Rothschild is fluid in the water brain my mind works, you know. Anyway, only two arrests, and guess what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Without charges. Handcuffed so tight he's got bruises around his wrists. And they just release him like an hour later. Private security did most of the dirty business. Raiding the tents, chucking them in the back of council vans. Massive sacks. And driving them out to the Air Force Base. And of course, rented private company, North Harbour Rentals, with their big trucks, who I incidentally hired a truck from when I moved into my new studio. Oh, the conspiracy. Oh, the conspiracy. What does it mean for private companies to do the government's bidding, local government's bidding? Because the government's not getting involved here. The police aren't really getting involved here with the evictions. That's why the council's paying goodness knows how much to private security firms to come in and evict these protesters. Why? Because actually evicting them wouldn't be legal because they have the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. So what is the problem here? Even the letter from the Auckland District Commander has said that in light of the facts surrounding Occupy, that they have the right to do what they're doing. And they cannot find legal justification for removal of the protesters. They can't find it. So, of course, the council being populated by, you guessed it, high up scumbaggery filth of a conservative nature who's continuously selling the country out, selling their people out, selling the city out to foreign corporations like Veolia, the largest water multinational, which now runs virtually every single train, dump truck, and freaking water service in the whole city. Corporately contracted out. Public-private partnership are the keys to fascism. Okay, because the whole idea of fascism is to take over the state with a corporation. So when the state and the corporations are working together, when previously they wouldn't, and you'd have legislation in place so that your, I don't know, perhaps finance minister or something doesn't become the head of a major bank like 2 months after he quits politics, for example, maybe then we might be able to see the brighter picture. But unfortunately, this is the reality we live in. And of course, ironically, as with everything that's real, Nobody would believe it. It's a shameful, shameful scheme to kick out protesters, I think. But I mean, it's come to be expected. People want public order. People think, damn those protesters. These filthy, hippie, unwashed, bearded, dreadlocked individuals need to be tased and shoved and violently oppressed. As was quoted off of one of the councillors earlier this morning. I'm joking. I'm joking. But actual fact, yes, there have been a couple of councillors who have been commenting on the Occupy Auckland's Facebook, who have not been very happy with the occupiers being there at all, and in some cases, wanting the occupiers to be free from oppressive bodily harm and the light peppering of bullets. Real ones, as he suggested, or allegedly. And I'm not kidding, and this is the mentality. People hate the occupiers, all right? Believe me, people hate the occupiers. That's all I think about them. You know, and there's some truth to it, isn't there? We're all pretty stereotypical when we go down there, when it comes down to it, in some way, shape, or form. Because how does a stereotype become a stereotype? Because that's just how it is. Normal, average, working people who are sick of having to bust their guts for nothing decide to make a stand. And society hates them for it. They really do. You have a look at all these comments everywhere. Everybody's like, you should shoot them, you should arrest them, you should pepper spray them even more. That's the mentality in this country. Isn't that unbelievable? Or at least that's all what that's been talked about on hardcore, false left-right paradigm, but still on the right wing of that particular one, Vulture. Yep. Nobody likes you. We don't know what you're about. We don't care about what you're doing, except that you're taking up public land. You're causing us extra costs. It means that we can't go and enjoy that space. It means that events can't be planned there. It means that the grass is dying. And we don't know what for. I'll tell you why you don't know what for. Because you haven't been down there and freaking asked. Because you're not curious enough to care about other human beings. You've lulled yourself into a false sense of security that what the news tells you is true. At least most of it. You've lulled yourself into a false sense of security that when you eat something that it is safe. Even though you couldn't prove it if you wanted to. Operated under decent, principled assumptions that people are good people and they don't mess each other around that often at all. And in general, it's true. The problem is that a predatory class has emerged amidst such naivete and have taken control of the object of predation on the human species. With like a global Jabba the Hutt. You know, the little live bugs being eaten and stuff like that. Sending people down to the Rancor at a whim, you know. I'm just going to end your life, ha ha ha, for my amusement. Not entirely dissimilar from what already goes on, unbelievably. Because the scariest, most horrifying films that you have ever seen in Hollywood, although it says in the end credits, this is purely fictional and any coincidence of these situations is purely coincidental. But there are elements of truth to every lie. And the problem is that the news has become one and the same with that principle. And so we occupied the media. Anyway, couple of screenshots of me. I don't know how to download these videos off of the internet anyway, but it's a little clip of them doing a little story on Occupy Live, and there's me in the background with my Vinnie Eastwood Show t-shirt that says "The Lighter Side of Genocide" on it. See? Just have fun. You know, what do you got to lose? Don't need to do anything violent. Especially not if you're just the one there trying to cover it and have a good time. Had some fun recordings with the megaphone as well. Yeah, you guessed it. Things are funnier when they're said through a megaphone. Because I think people are expectant, almost, that when you are talking through a megaphone, you're doing one of two things. You're protesting and you're talking about incredibly serious stuff, or you're on a construction site and you're telling people about some very serious dangerous or something. Right? That's the common perception. You try to make jokes to a megaphone and it's so weird that it's funny. At least that's my theory on it. I could be wrong. But the terrible reality is, no matter how much fun you make out of the Occupy situation, it's just not that funny. You know, think about this. What if there was a top 10 Occupy demands? Because demands are widely circulated, and then there's this, there's that, and the other, some of which you agree with, some of which you don't, and there's no officialdom or anything. It's like a leaderless resistance. Everybody's ticked off about something. I think that should be the main point of Occupy. I'm here because I'm ticked off about something. Don't know quite what it is or how to fix it, but there is something awry. And I'm not keen to sit back and let it continue to happen. That's Occupy. I don't want to be poisoned in my food supply. Deliberately by chemical corporations such as Monsanto, who also genetically engineer the corn to make my freaking sperm die. That's that's me. But it could be Occupy. Who knows where our loyalties lie? But we certainly know where the politicians and the council and the private security. We know where their freaking loyalties lie. Not to any form of morality. Not to any form of change. They lie with whatever the established order is. And establishments, every single one of them, that has come and gone. Like springs or summers. Every single one of them tries to maintain its dominance for as long as it possibly can. And the problem is, it is impossible to maintain your dominance forever. And they're scared. They don't like this. They don't like it how people are standing up to them. They don't like it how when they send in 30 cops and like 40 security guards, that they can't even move 25 protesters and all their stuff. Okay? People are freaking tenacious. Now, is the question, have they stirred up the hornet's nest here? Some people do get very upset and band together when they have a widely perceived direct external threat. Remind you of anything? This is like a New Zealand Occupy 9/11. You know, the campsite was controlled demolition. There was molten metal. All right. And there were toasty cars. Because of this, and I presume it'll have the similar effect to the other Occupy movements around the world, Wall Street in particular, that the more oppressive the tactic, the bigger the backfire gets. People want to be peaceful. That's why they have peaceful protests. All right? Am I the only one that sees a peaceful protest as something that you shouldn't have to actually use violence because you could just negotiate with people and tell them, like, well, you can't be here. And if they say no, I'm just like, all right, you can stay there then. You have the right to peaceful protest if you want. It's your park. It's your city. You can do what you like with it. Got an organization of whole bunches of people? Are you causing any harm to anybody else? Are you disrupting the public? No, not really. Oh, well, what are we worried about then? Well, they are protesting about corporate greed. Corporate greed? What do you mean corporate greed? I mean like a couple of $1 trillion bailouts, you know, that kind of greed. That kind of greed is the greed we don't need. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices marched to a six-week high Monday on a weaker dollar and safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,677 an ounce, silver $3,233. And the economic and political elites are meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland, urgently seeking to reform capitalism they describe as outdated and crumbling. AFP reports, quote, "We have a general morality gap. We are over-leveraged and have undermined social coherence and are in danger of completely losing confidence of future generations," said Klaus Schwab, founder of the annual World Economic Forum. Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith says the gold standard is the only solution to fill the world's economic morality gap. Gold is the cohesive monetary confidence builder on which citizens and nations can rebuild a sound money system. It's so clear that even the Davos elites may find an agreement. Read more at SwissAmerica.com about Chinese New Year, whether it'll bring good luck or bad luck, and the Gingrich Challenge.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, huh? So you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, "I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning." But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, welcome back, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
To the show that's all about business time.
That's all part of it. That's foreplay.
The sexiest 2 hours of talk radio.
That's not part of it, but it's still very.
It's the Vinnie Eastwood show.
Next thing you know,
broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's so sunny that you need sunglasses inside. We have a very special, fabulous, and various other nice adjectives guest for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Goes by the name Freeman. He's quite fabulous and knows basically almost as much as anybody on earth about the occult, dark and the light, and very, very interesting stuff in ancient history. All the most interesting things that change your entire world once you know where you come from and who the people who rule you really worship and venerate. Freeman, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Vinny. I'm excited
can
to be
you tell
talking.
Us,
go ahead.
Can you tell us just a little bit about what's been happening to you recently? You've had some website troubles, my friend.
Well, this is true. Recently, just to start it off, we've taken off on our friendship agenda and what we're calling the Type 1 Roadshow, and we're traveling around the U.S. in a big school bus like Merry Pranksters from the 60s, and doing a whole lot more than Ken Kesey ever thought he would do. So we were having an amazing adventure and sharing this life with everyone we can on YouTube. Now, the curious thing about this, and if you want to see it, you just go to freemantv.com and you click on the picture of the bus and you can see all the crazy stuff we've seen. I mean, we've found the Ark of the Covenant twice. We've seen Jesus crucified. We've talked with vortex mathematicians and Tesla scientists and had ghost stories, met the Edgar Casey group. So it's been a heck of an adventure, and we've only been on the road 3 months.
But holy cow, that sounds really, really awesome.
It really is. It really is. It's worth checking out. I have so much fun just getting that stuff uploaded as fast as I can. I have tons of stuff I still have to go, just trying to keep up with our travels and just keeping people, up to date as to where we are and what we're doing. So I get up.
You know what would be really useful? To upload it all raw to megaupload.com. Oh, wait, you can't because they were busted by the FBI in New Zealand. How about that?
Bastards. Yeah, Oh, it's been a mighty adventure for sure, and well worth checking out. I was going to say, I lost that train of thought, but let's move on, because what this was, you know, this whole two YouTube phenomenon that we're dealing with now, and honestly, I was one that actually fought to go onto YouTube. I was like, I'm not going to move all my stuff to YouTube. You know, my stuff's older than YouTube. My stuff goes back to Google and pre-Google video, back to the Access Studios before we even had any of this type of internet video nonsense, right? So yeah. My stuff's so old and it's all up on Google, and all of a sudden YouTube comes up and I'm like, I'm not going to fiddle with YouTube. I'm not going to break my stuff down into 15 minutes. No way. No. But finally, I felt, all right, you know, I got to break the channel. I got to do it in there. So I was actually about 7 months, I think, 7 months after the very first YouTube upload, I finally gave in and put up a YouTube upload of my own and started my channel, Freeman TV. What has occurred is there is a new movie that just came out, was at the Sundance Film Festival. It premiered January 19th. And this is a movie based on the YouTube phenomenon, and it's called Me at the Zoo. And this is because that is the very first YouTube video to ever be uploaded, which I was about 7 months behind. Had I known I could get famous for uploading the first YouTube, I probably would have. No. So the title of the movie is Me at the Zoo, and this is a film based on the character Chris Crocker, who is a transvestite that's been broadcasting his life through YouTube. And he got especially famous with his moment as he was screaming and crying on YouTube, "Leave Britney alone." Became very popular. It went all over the world. News, you know, Glenn Beck, whatever. It was all over the place. And so there was a documentary, Me at the Zoo, made about Chris Crocker's phenomenon. Well, lo and behold, if they didn't include a clip of me with Corey Cordis doing Anna Nicole, Britney, and Mind Control, my DVD. And of course, this is up on YouTube as well. So they found our clip talking about Britney Spears and her meltdown, and they said this is critical to our film, so they put it in the new movie. Well, lo and behold, if Me at the Zoo didn't get picked up by everybody, it was the only movie out of the 117 movies at the Sundance that was written about in the Wall Street Journal. And HBO has already picked up its publishing rights, and they already own it before it was ever premiered on January 19th. Well, so just real quick to finish this story out, what I had done was set up a bunch of internet search bombs so that whenever you look for Me at the Zoo, Me at the Zoo Britney, Me at the Zoo Chris Crocker, HBO 2012, any of it, you found me, right? Because I want to break above the surface. I've been the poster child of trauma-based mind control victims for, you know, a long time now. You know, 2005, I've been out trying to promote the ideas and understanding of what these celebrities are actually going through behind the scenes, stuff that no one would believe. I mean, I saw a video
not less than a week ago of Corey Feldman, I think, child star back in the 80s, you know, Lost Boys and a lot of classic 80s movies. And he says that pedophilia is just rife throughout Hollywood. He says it's the big secret.
Yeah, Corey really suffered hard. They were two that I watched for a long time that suffered bad. And Ashton Kutcher, and the list goes on. You go back to, we could just go on, list the list of all the
Ashton
stars.
Ashton Kutcher is now replacing Charlie Sheen as Two and a Half Men.
I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. You know, it's never your acting ability. It's how much you will submit to the pedophilic, horrific study that is trauma-based mind control in Hollywood. So, you know, he's a perfect profile for all of this. And if you watch, actually, Ashton Kutcher's movie, The Butterfly Effect, you are going to see word or play by play what trauma-based mind control is. So the movie, The Butterfly Effect, is actually Fritz Springmeier's How to Build Your Own Undetectable Mind Control Slave in movie format. And it's very disturbing, and it even includes all the time travel issues and things that come up that are really strange in this trauma-based mind control storyline, if you really study this. So I've been trying to get this to bubble up to the surface, and so that more people could come out and discuss it. And lo and behold, if Me at the Zoo wasn't going to be the very medium that did this. Now, I had no idea they were going to include me in the movie. And next thing I know, it's getting top reviews. It's already bought by Hollywood, by HBO, and it's going to be
out
there.
You know what you should do? You should apply and try and get a cut, mate. That way you can finance your operation to go around the world and stratosphere yourself, mate.
Well, this is my second movie for 2012. I'll also be on the big screen for Don Peyote with Dan Fogler, another Disney star, getting back into the storyline there. And I will be in Don Peyote, hopefully in April. That'll hit theaters. Very good movie. It's all about his awakening to the New World Order, and it's really funny. Dan Fogler's so funny. And so I'll be hitting the big screen again. So, but I don't, what I was going to say is I don't get paid for any of this. None of this, I don't get paid, right? I filmed with Dan Fogler for 40 hours for 3 days, and, you know, not a dime. But that's not my goal. My goal is to get a mindset into the world, a meme to intercept, a mental virus that will go out and awaken people to the mysterious life that we actually live in.
And it'd be easier to do that if you could finance it.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, if I could make money, that would be something else. You know, I rolled into Austin, Texas in my bus with a dollar in my pocket. But the truth be known, when I rolled into Austin, Texas 7 years ago, I also only had a dollar in my pocket. And someone came to me and said, you need a TV show, and gave me $180 to go start one. And that's why I'm here talking to you now, you know. So never be worried about how your life is going to unfold, because there is a synchronistic path that's open there for you. And if you just allow yourself to be in the situation at a full-fledged human potential with, you know, all your heart open and ready, life will grant you things. So I'm not so concerned about the money thing. I've been traveling around this U.S. now for 12 years without any money, you know, without a job. I quit working in 99. And all the things that I've done have just been synchronistic, miraculous events that come to me, and then I give my full self to them. I mean, certainly the Freeman perspective would have never taken off if I hadn't dedicated 12 hours a day for months straight to build these TV shows and to make it really good, you know? So it was my heart that was put into it, but the opportunity came through the synchronistic ways. I mean, it was a homeless guy that did my numerology that put me on television. I mean, it was, you know... And this is the way the things go. So me at the zoo is kind of the same situation, where I'm all of a sudden uplifted to, I mean, I don't know how many celebrities watched this movie at Sundance. And then now it's going to be all over the place. Well, so I had laid myself a bunch of internet bombs in the hopes that when people search this movie, they actually find me. And if you go right
maybe
now...
Maybe you should make a counter doco called Freeman at the Zoo.
Well, let me tell you what happened. That as I... I started laying out all these internet bombs, getting ready for the search engines, for them to come and find me. And if you Google right now, you Google Britney, me at the zoo, you Google Chris Crocker, me at the zoo, you Google HBO, me at the zoo, I'm number one. You know, I'm the top of the list in the Google searches, above the movie, you know, above the actors, above the directors. It's Freeman TV. And I had this all set up. I was watching it for a week, making sure I was all ready so that when the movie came out on the 19th, it was going to be my website that everyone went to. And lo and behold, if on the 20th, the day after that it was released, the whole server that I was on was crashed, was hacked, and removed from the internet. And so all my well-laid plans seemed to be laid to waste. Because all of a sudden, I'm not existing on the internet anymore. They erased me, and all my Google searches were fruitless.
Maybe, whoa. Are you telling me that around the same time as you were actually going to be mentioned in a massive movie and put out a whole bunch of internet search bombs to make sure that when people search that massive movie, they come to you, your internet gets hacked and you go down?
Exactly.
That is no... coincidence whatsoever.
And I wasn't going to take it, okay? So what I had done is I waited, and I'm a strategist, and that's why I really can project what's going on in the world, and that's how I make my predictions for what's going to come, because I am a strategist. And so I waited, and I hung out, and when the day before, on the 18th, I laid a blog post about it titled Chris Crocker, Me at the Zoo, Sundance 2012, HBO Freeman, right? Britney Spears. So that all those search terms came up. And so when they crashed Freeman TV, that 7 year running blog that I have is still tops in the Google searches. So they didn't stop me, because what I had to do was wake up bright and early that morning. I went to go see my stats to see, you know, if there was some sort of reaction to me at the zoo. and my website's gone. And I'm like, oh my God, you know. So I'm on the phone with the server. I'm not in control of the freemantv.whynotnews.eu. I'm not in control of that at all, but that was my website. FreemanTV.com has always been my URL, but I never had an official website made for it. So within an hour, I had built myself an entirely new website of FreemanTV.com, which you can go see now. And within an hour, I had myself backed up and back online and back into the thing. But of course, as a new website, I wouldn't show up on the search. But because I had my blog, they couldn't take me down, and the link from the blog goes straight to Freeman TV, and boom, I'm getting 6,000 hits a day right now.
Yeah, well, hey, maybe your website crashed because the increased traffic flow or something.
No, I got word from the guy who runs it, and he was gone for 3 days. I couldn't contact him. The Skype didn't work. Nothing worked. I couldn't find him.
You probably thought he was black bagged or something, bro.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know, you know, because like it was even weird. It wouldn't even dial his number. It just said Skype contact not accessible. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, and the website says website does not exist. And so, you know, I'm calling him and calling him and nothing happens. You know, so I rebuild the whole website. And then he drops a message in my YouTube post saying, oh, my website was hacked. They put some sort of phishing program into it and it made them take it down. So someone did hack the server and put something in there. And so there was definitely an attack of some sort. Whether it was directed at me, we'll never know. But the timing makes it pretty clear.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a thing. Don't be naive.
So I've been frantic, you know, trying to get myself back up there. I don't know how much I want to be the poster child of trauma-based mind control victims. You know, this was a scary story for me. Anna Nicole Brittany in mind control was the most frightening story I have ever covered. And the most frightening part about it was that no one believed me. Now, I knew the elite knew, and I knew that I was right because I followed this thing from, you know, Anna Nicole's death. I followed it to every step of the way. I have Anna Nicole's autopsy report, you know. I have all the data, and I laid out the story as it unfolded, as it was happening. And then I watched Larry King coming on live debunking my story as if he's looking at my blog. I had Howard Stern, the guy who took the baby to the Bahamas of Anna Nicole's, standing at me, staring at me through the television, saying, I'm going to get you, filthy bloggers.
Oh, that's scary stuff. You listen to the Billy Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Freeman. And after the break, we'll be taking a call from you. The number is 218-339-8525. The Billy Eastwood Show, back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Schwarzenegger sense of Zivert. Broadcasting from New Zealand, live from the future. It's already tomorrow. And if you're behind the state line, don't worry. I'm sure you'll catch up eventually. My very special guest is Freeman, and we are going to take our caller here who's on the line. It's Thomas in California. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
Really well, thank you. How about yourself, man?
Pretty good. I'm out here in California. It's sort of raining here today. But
nice.
I'm on Freeman's website on the weekends a lot, and I still don't understand how to get on his roadshow. So that's why I'm calling.
Okay, well, technically... Oh, that's all right. Technically, the roadshow doesn't begin until, this year, and we're going to start... Well, we're not sure what the roadshow is going to be. I mean, we have a conference set up for Philadelphia in October with Tesla scientists. It's going to be a theatrical extravaganza that's just going to alter people's worlds. You don't want to miss this one. If you can make it to Philly, for October. We'll have the type1roadshow.com. We'll have all the updates on it. But right now, it's all in planning. I'm just talking with the Tesla scientists, the Vortex mathematicians, getting people flown in from Belgrade and all this stuff. So the Type 1 Roadshow is something that come from the Friendship Agenda. And so if you're looking for that, I do have a link right on freemantv.com. It's a little green banner. It says Friends of Freeman. And you can click on that, and we have our own social network site. And I think we're up to about 1,200 people now. And these are hand-selected people that I've gone around, met, and had joined. They were all the best people I could find in the world, and that's actually what it says on the face of Friends of Freeman, or friendshipagenda.com. So you just go to friendshipagenda.com, make yourself a profile, and join all the other networking groups in there. And it's an amazing, amazing site, because I just picked the most amazing people to join. And I could highly recommend the friendshipagenda.com.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with the Friends of Freeman website then?
Yeah, Friends of Freeman and Friendship Agenda are both the same website.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know. Well, thank
you. It got a little confusing. We changed the title, so we changed it from Friends of Freeman over to Friendship Agenda, and then we're building up to the Type 1 Roadshow.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Hope that clears it up for you, Thomas. You have yourself a fabulous day, my friend.
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
I hope that clears it up for you, man. You have yourself a fabulous day.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, man. I love that. Hey, and Occupy, what's your perception on the Occupy movement here, Freeman? Is it a false flag, false opposition? Is it real? Is it populated by the people who know what's going on with the New World Order? What's your perspective on all this?
Well, to me, all opposition is false. If we're constantly attacking what we're against, we're never going towards what we're for. And so I have honestly been opposed to protesting for a long time. I've been to the IMF WTO protests. I was one of the original occupiers of Washington, D.C. back in 1993. I've seen how this doesn't have an effect. If you're not reaching the media, you're not touching the world. And so I witnessed how 500,000 people gathered in the streets of Washington, D.C. and in the streets of Seattle to say that they were opposed to the IMF and WTO, and yet riot squads just came and took hundreds of people away. I witnessed it myself. It was actually my first radio broadcast, and back in 96. And so, of course, we had the Seattle fiasco where they just opened fire on everyone with rubber bullets and concussion grenades. And that was all a staged operation that we witnessed and we could watch through indie media. And so I was so impressed by the way indie media worked out, because this is way back before we had Google Video or anything. And you could go and actually witness what was happening in Seattle live just through the people with their cell phones broadcasting through indie media. So I wanted to pick up on that sort of format, and that's why we're traveling around now. And we have been to every single Occupy movement you can imagine, from Lawrence, Kansas, Philadelphia, D.C., Wall Street, and now Austin. And what I see is people that are ready to break loose, right? People that are ready to change the form of our existence, but don't really know how. We've all been crafted by the media. We have been crafted on our methods of opposition. And so what we see in an Occupy movement is the antithesis of what we really want to represent as ourselves. So it really looks like just a bunch of bums sitting out in their tents, dirtying up the city center. That's the appearance, right? And if you go in there, as I have done, you'll find all the crisscross messages. Everybody's angry and yelling about something else, something here. These people are yelling about rape. These people are yelling about Ron Paul. These people, you know, I have this great video up called Your World on Mind Control, and it shows the Ron Paul tent being protested by an anti-Ron Pauler. So this is the type of disassociation that's going on, the disconnect that's between all of this. And then the appearance itself is just one of lowly people sleeping in the slums. You know, it really doesn't present anything. So with my idea with our idea with the Type 1 Congress and our ideas for the Type 1 Roadshow is to actually make an occupation that has an impact. So what we're doing is spreading out into the inner cities and planting permaculture gardens. And so through the friendship agenda, we have a bunch of people going out and just like lawns, not, you know, gardens, not lawns, food, not lawns, if you want. And we're going out and planting massive gardens all throughout the inner cities, especially in Philadelphia, where we're planning the first Type 1 Roadshow. And then all of that food's going to come back into the system, and we're going to share it all for free. We're going to share artwork and our knowledge and Organite and whatever your heart's into to show what humanity really is, instead of this you know, hobo-looking situation where everybody's just yelling and screaming. So I say,
how about, what if people have these people come in, right, and the fact that it doesn't look very nice can be changed, and it can also be changed permanently with plant life, okay? Beautiful flowers could be growing there, that kind of thing. They'd look just gorgeous, and people would actually just go, hey, that's actually quite nice.
Well, if these people were simply going around, forget sitting out there in the middle of the city freezing and in the rain. There's just no point to this. If the people would actually go out into the communities and do, like I'm saying, start permaculture, make some effect in that neighborhood, start a garden party, start a block party where you just invite everybody to come meet and eat. And these type of changes would actually have an impact. Because what I witnessed from the IMF WTO protest in D.C. was there were thousands of photographers out there, thousands. And yet one picture made it to the newspapers all the way up the East Coast. Because after I was done with the D.C. protest, I traveled east in my van. And I saw the newspaper all the way up the coast. Every different newspaper had the exact same photo. I'm like, why are there thousands of photographers out here if we're only going to have one photo? And of course, it was of violence. And when we sat down to go witness the news during the protest, we stopped for lunch, and they're showing violence on the television, police running people over with their motorcycles and smoke bombing and people pushing burning dumpsters. And we saw none of this. I was there the entire time. 500,000 people were happy, joyous, celebrating life in a parade. And there was no violence, but yet that's what the media focused on. That's what the world sees. And so there's no impact whatsoever. The people of D.C. were simply angered because they couldn't drive where they wanted to drive. 50 blocks were blocked off for this thing. And so all the effect is just to anger the rest of the people and to pacify the protesters themselves for thinking that they have actually made some sort of difference.
And, of course, every time that somebody gets radically opposed by a widely perceived direct external threat, it pulls them together. And the Occupy movements have just grown since all this draconian BS has been implemented, hasn't it?
Absolutely. But this was the program to chaos. And I have a video titled that as well from 2006 where I projected and predicted this very scenario. And this involved also 9/11 truth and the idea that they want you doing this. They want you looking opposed. They want this aggressive street rioting. They want all of this from you. And so what we really have to do is turn to friendship and start to make bonds that will actually last lifetimes, because the Occupy is going to be a puff of smoke. There's just, you know, there's no way that it can be sustainable. They can't eat out there. They can't use the restroom. You know, most of the time we were at Occupy, it was empty. It was just a bunch of tents and a few hobos running around. And I'm serious. They were literal hobos. You can watch my film footage. I've got it from all of them, and you can just see.
So, yeah, we've got down at Occupy Auckland, there's a couple of homeless people and people with mental problems, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's what you see, and that's what you think the opposition is. So we've been constructed to fight this in this way. And in the same way, 9/11 truth. When I predicted 9/11, and you know, I predicted 9/11, and I told the world, don't freak out. This is all for your reaction. And yeah, there's a purpose to this. There's a reason that the American Nuremberg trials are on their way.
Let's hope that we hang them from the highest tree branch. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And of course, if you're going to be delving into the deepest and the darkest and the scariest and most informative information ever, it's a heck of a lot more of a smarter idea to do it with a good smile on your dial, so that you don't kind of throw up in your mouth and have a taste of bile. And that rhymes. I rhyme all the time. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices marched to a six-week high Monday on a weaker dollar and safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $16.77 an ounce, silver $32.33. And the economic and political elites are meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland, urgently seeking to reform capitalism they describe as outdated and crumbling. AFP reports, quote, "We have a general morality gap. We are over-leveraged and have undermined social coherence and are in danger of completely losing confidence of future generations," said Klaus Schwab, founder of the annual World Economic Forum. Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith says the gold standard is the only solution to fill the world's economic morality gap. Gold is the cohesive monetary confidence builder on which citizens and nations can rebuild a sound money system. It's so clear that even the Davos elites may find an agreement. Read more at SwissAmerica.com about Chinese New Year, whether it'll bring good luck or bad luck, and the Gingrich Challenge.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the sunny slave capital in the South Pacific that's full of absolute scum that work for foreign banks, who sell out everybody's rights, liberties, and houses. And giant debt bubble wrapped wrapping paper that they FedEx you to, you know? It's great. It's a good scam they got going. We can create stuff out of nothing and make people believe it's worth something. What a brilliant scheme. It never occurred to me that we could just make it up. Freeman is my guest. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be back. Yeah, the truth is that money removes all synchronicity and miracles from your life. It gives you that sense of you deserve what you get, and it limits you in all your potentials and possibilities. It really was a dark spell placed on humanity that stripped them of all their godly contacts and removed miracles from their existence.
Yeah. And we were talking over the break, I think, about how to manifest miracles and what have you. And I sort of agree and disagree. I'm not sure if I do, but when I need something, pretty much everything that I've got that I use today to do this radio show, go out and film Occupy and upload to the internet, all the money that pays for all that and all the equipment that gets given to me, so it's all donations, right? And basically, it's as if the people are paying me to do a job that they don't see being done by anybody else.
Exactly. And that's the way this has to work out. We've got a situation where we've got to transfer the power. And so we've started looking at this situation saying, how will consciousness shift in the future? How can we realign our system? And what we're finding is that we need to start handing money to people that make a miraculous impact in our life. If somebody brings you a synchronistic message that you needed, then you should transfer wealth to them in some way, shape, or form. And we have to start to, you know, send the money towards those people. And the things that we're doing, like you and me, Vinny, where we have these live radio shows, this is a brand new forum. This is a brand new medium. And we don't have bosses. And we don't get paid. And so it's really up to the listeners to chip in every, you know, whatever, like a tip at the end of the show, maybe just toss out $3 to your favorite radio talk show host. If everyone did that, then we could really improve. But, you know, people have gotten used to the idea that corporations are paying for everything. And so then they think that because there's commercials or whatever on the air that we are getting paid to do this. And if they could really see how much work someone like yourself does for free for just the hope that someone will actually, you know, return the wealth to you, then they could start to see that we actually are out here because our hearts demand it of us and not because we're out trying to seek celebrity status.
That's why I always say, if you want to get something amazing accomplished, don't put your head into it. Put your heart into it.
Absolutely. It's the way to go. It's, you know, it's our new method. It's what we started to learn back in 96 with the release of Celestine Prophecies, what continued to unfold in things like What the Bleep Do We Know or The Secret. But when you watch things like that, you witness that they're always projecting you back into the system. Don't you want a new boat? Don't you want a new car? You know, making you only function within the current system and only therefore pushing your miracles in that direction. We need less direction. There's more miraculous events out there for you to fall into than you know of. And so if you're only going after what you think you want, then you're going to miss all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah. I feel that some people, they talk themselves out of being who they are because they think that being who they are is a wrong thing and isn't going to make them happy.
Yeah, exactly. And we expect the worst. And so most people prefer to expect the bad to happen because it's easier to handle than to think that the good will happen and then, you know, get let down. So we're actually focusing on what we're against and therefore we get more of what we're against. And instead of attaching ourselves to what we're proactively seeking, Yeah, we stop ourselves. And you're also caught up in your own limitations by not going out and meeting other people. That's the key ingredient to synchronicity and miracles are other humans. And so we've been so conditioned through the media stream, CSI, or even just, you know, whatever, the Jersey Shore, to really dislike other humans and therefore not make the connections that we need to.
I find that a lot of people, they withdraw from conversations, or they're busy watching a movie on DVD that they could just pause to take a phone call or something. People have just started to avoid other people in a very real way, particularly with the amount of time that they spend with them. I'm not 100% sure how this has worked out through history, but didn't people spend a heck of a lot more time with their friends before television and radio and all of these other broadcasts that take up people's lives nowadays came into the mix? And now we have not just one or two or three mediums. We have billions accessible through the internet, and goodness knows where else. How many distractions do we have to spend some time on before we realize that the only distraction that's worth it is other people?
Right. And I am of the first television generation. My dad built the first color television on our block, you know? So we are this new generation of the programmed through the media stream. And I witnessed how my mom would take up the attitudes of the characters she watched, like I Love Lucy or Bewitched, and she would have the same mannerisms as the television, and we all got programmed in that very same way. And when you start to open your mind to what they're programming, then you see that this isn't simply art. This is not a method of humanity showing their abilities as, you know, creative beings. It is actually military propaganda that is Hollywood. And we can witness this all the way back to Walt Disney. When Walt Disney was taken over, supposedly, I mean, he was taken over, but I believe he was part of the system. And if you look into Walt Disney, you'll see that every ride there is sponsored by a military-industrial complex. And
can,
on top of that,
can you name me a single Disney movie where the child in the movie has both parents?
No, I can't. And that's a big part of the Dark Warrior programming, the Darth Vader complex, if you will, that they play into. And that trauma that you feel, like, even if you go back to, what was it, Spielberg and the land, what was it, not Land of the Lost, but his dinosaur movie, the animation.
Jurassic Park?
No, it was an animation, and they have the little dinosaurs running around, and they kill the little dinosaur's mom.
The Land Before Time.
I don't know. It was
The Land Before Time. Trust me, I know that movie very well. He's the little brontosaurus, and he leads like a little team of other baby dinosaurs after a massive earthquake.
But what this does is it makes the child imprint on that character and want to nurture it, because now it's seen, you know, they witness the death of its mother, like in Finding Nemo. You know, you watch the barracuda eat his mom in the first 5 minutes. And this imprints on the child that they need to nurture that thing. And therefore, you know, the sales go up because the child sees the character in the store and is like, oh, I need to nurture this, and buys the toy. So there's subtle programming for sales in that way. But then there's the princess warrior programming that comes out of the whole situation. You go back to Walt Disney and their wartime propaganda for World War II, and they proudly boast that Joseph Goebbels of the Nazis took Walt Disney's techniques to program the Nazi youth, and not the other way around. And this has just gone astronomical at this point. And so now every movie that you're witnessing, like V for Vendetta, now we see all of these people out there at the Occupy movement wearing their Guy Fawkes mask. And of course, V for Vendetta is based on the original Fall Guy, Guido Fawkes, who died at the gunpowder plot, who took his own life to, you know, spare the humiliation of what was going to happen to him. And now we got everybody dressing up as the Fall Guy. This movie was written by a Kabbalist magician. Well, I should say the comic book was written by a Kabbalist magician. V for Vendetta is all based on the philosophy of Aleister Crowley mingled with the philosophy of Adam Weishaupt of the Illuminati. And you can see this clearly. Alan Moore, the author, does not hide it. You know, the chapters are titled after Adam Weishaupt's philosophy, the whole do what thou wilt is constantly played in from Aleister Crowley's motto, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law for the Ordo Templi Orientis. So this whole movie was actually an Illuminati mind control trip. And then now we have taken it and adopted it as our symbol of Anonymous, our symbol of even Occupy. And
have you noticed that you can use the enemy's weapons against them? Like the internet, for example, was created. The internet, for example, was created as a weapon to surveil everybody, right?
Well, I guess we could look at it in that way. And it's in the beginning, it was network sharing for universities, and or did Al Gore make it? I don't remember.
Allegedly, Al Gore made it, just like he made up global warming.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. He's another one. God, running around with suitcases full of blood and stuff. You gotta watch these guys; they're all insane. I mean,
full of blood.
You hadn't heard of that?
Oh, man, what is he in desperate need of some infusions?
That's what he said. Yeah, he said, "Well, I'm a hyper or what was it, hemophiliac, so he needed all this blood." It depends
on
how
a hemophiliac
you want to go down. I've never been able to find the story again. I saw it when it came out in the press, and I've never yet found it again. So I don't have a strong, firm foundation for that story. But I remember when it was in the press.
I just think it'd be an ironic form of work for a hemophiliac to be a politician, because don't you need a thick skin?
You would think, but not if you're Al Gore. Come on. But the whole thing's just a show anyway, and that's what we're witnessing, and that's what my predictions show. As I predicted, W would be forced into office long before anyone really even knew who W was. I made this connection because of this symbol, the W. This symbol W, which you'll see all over the place, is very... Well, it's pertinent to the whole story, because W, the two V's together, are actually a symbol of the fallen angels in Kabbalistic magic. You can go look it up for yourself. It transliterates to the number 66, because in Hebrew, V is 6. And so then you got Philip 66. If you look at the Matrix and V for Vendetta, and the Village Roadshow is the company that put these out, and they have 6 V's as their corporate logo. When you look to the movie or the new TV show Fringe, and they're dealing with their alternate universe, they have an FF on their logo, which is 66 in English. So when I was doing all my corporate logo studies, I came across Philip 66 and realized that 66 was this number of the fallen angels. And then everything started to fall together. That's why Batman became Azrael, who was one of the fallen angels that taught warfare to mankind. This is why we have Fox, because F-O-X in English actually equals 666. And you'll get the 666 symbol coupled with the 66 symbol. So in Star Wars, when they killed all of the Jedi, he says, execute order 66. And it was all these clues of 66 that said they're going to force W into office, because he is the fallen angel character. He's going to bring warfare, chaos, and a police state. And so sure enough, but the other part of this, of predicting it, was to say that they were intending you to get angry about W being forced into office. So I said, they're going to make it obvious. And sure enough, then they say, oh, it was a Bush conspiracy, because Jeb Bush in Florida allowed W to be in office through the Supreme Court. Well, that was all a conspiracy within a conspiracy. It was everything you were supposed to be mad about. And so then W fell in, just as I said. And I said, after W, the last American president is the last American president. And sure enough, I was completely correct, as Barack Hussein Obama came into power and the birther movement blossomed up, just as I knew it would, to say that, you know, this, we no longer have a system. We no longer. So they defeated the man, Bill Clinton, with the extramarital affair with Monica Lewinsky. And they brought
this. It's surprising that that's what they got him on, when he was a massive cocaine dealer back in Arkansas. And
well,
he gave out copious quantities of contracts of work to his wife's law firm while he was governor. He's just the corruptest, most womanizing scumbag alive.
Well, you follow the suicides around the Clintons, and you could just go even deeper than that. Yeah, and then the Mena, Arkansas cocaine scandals, and all of the deaths that followed them. Yeah, there was plenty. You could have gone on Hillary Clinton's witch tirade because the maid came out and said that they had penis rings and crack pipes on their Christmas tree. And we do know for a fact that Hillary put a big booty goddess leading into the Oval Office. So, yeah, these people are not what you think they are. And then the entire show is actually just a show. So the reason that they went with an extramarital affair is because they were trying to attack the common man. This is why Bill Clinton was playing saxophone on David Letterman. They wanted you to see him as the common man. And then they took him down over an extramarital affair, something that most people would say, well, so what? You know, Hillary's a cold bitch. Well, you know, why do I care? And but it was to cause the emotional reaction of taking down the everyday man. And when they took down Bill Clinton, that was the moment I projected all the way up to the birther movement, saying they were going to force the next president into office, and the next president after that would not be considered an American citizen. Because first they took down the man, then they took down the system, and then they take down the entire election process. So I'm real curious as to what's going to happen this year.
I feel that Obama was elected in the first place because the elite has sent him there to destroy the United States once and for all. Hence, he's going to get reelected.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not finished yet.
No. He's already established the 10 regional governors that were supplied by Henry Kissinger's idea for the UN takeover of America. So now Barack Obama has come out, set up which 10 governors would take these regions, and this has yet to come into play. So I fully expect this to come into play either before or after he's a lame duck president. Because now Henry Kissinger, of course, is over in Canberra and building the parliamentary house there and the pyramid, and that's how it all goes.
Yep. Sooner or later, ladies and gentlemen, you will have a pyramid built near you to symbolize the power of the Illuminati over your entire society. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the top of that pyramid to brainwash you into knowing the truth rather than believing a lie. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And also check out GorillaMedia.co.nz. And my very special guest is Freeman. Now, I've decided to make it mandatory that when a guest comes on the show, I need to promote them in some way, or rather get them to promote something that they're doing that they can actually make some money off so that they can finance their operations in various eclectic ways against the scumbaggery New World Order, who are incredibly well-financed indeed. And so it's a good idea to have a laugh at their expense. Because nobody's got a bigger expense account than the New World Order. Freeman, what have you got to promote for our listeners today?
Well, I have my DVDs, of course. That's the mainstay of how I support my operations. And recently I've released E.T. and the Transhumanist Agenda. And this one gets deep into the space war and starts to open up a lot of the things that people aren't paying attention to. If you realize right now, there are 6 adult stem cells up on the International Space Station so that they can generate longevity for humans. On top of this is Robonaut 2. So we have a robot and stem cells up there with 4 iPhones. And, you know, we're really looking at a Battlestar Galactica scenario here with clones and drones coming. So E.T. and the Transhumanist Agenda gets deep into that and also into the extraterrestrial programming, as is the next false flag to come our way. So I outline right away as these things are starting to be bombarded into the system so that everybody can prepare themselves for the coming show.
Well, hold on a second. Can you're talking about this, they're playing around with stem cells, robots and stuff. Do you reckon it's actually possible right now at this particular point in time that they literally could create a copy of somebody and replace them?
It is, actually. What is going on is when we start to look to the puzzle, I was turned on to mind transfer technologies. And this actually came to me through Michael Jackson, who had hired a roboticist to take his soul, to put it into a robot so that it could then be transferred into a clone once we were up to that status.
Like in Moonwalker.
Yeah, exactly. So we see... What it takes is that there's a Blue Brain Project, which is the brain transfer technologies that they're working on. And the Blue Brain Project says, well, we need exabytes of information to be processed in order to clone your mind into a computer. But then we can transmit that mind via radio frequency waves to an electronic body or an e-body to the bottom of the ocean or on another planet. And you can just transmit yourself into Robonaut 2, say, up on the International Space Station. Well... the exabytes of information are not capable for Blue Brain. They don't have the technologies. But CERN, whose corporate logo is 666 with a hyperdimensional portal, who just sent over Benjamin Funes from the Vatican, is the guy who says aliens are space brothers, but they didn't suffer original sin. And he's now attached to CERN. And CERN has their LHC, the Large Hadron Collider grid, which is actually 200,000 interconnected computers that have their direct fiber optic lines that is actually capable of exabytes of information. So CERN's grid is actually capable of mind transfer technologies. Now you take that to one more level where they're punching holes into the other dimension, as the CERN scientists themselves have said, and you can see it in my Space War News, that they are trying to put a hole through the other dimension. Well, you couple this all together, you find out that ISCAT, which was the antenna array involved with the Norway spiral, and you find that ISCAT's actually capable of sending Doritos commercials up to Ursa Major, another star, then therefore you could take the LHC grid computer brain clone and transfer that via radio frequency waves from ISCAT to Ursa Major. So we are at this point where the elite and the Masons and the secret societies are absolutely certain that they can have immortality. And that is what those six adult stem cells are doing up on the International Space Station. Then the human cloning aspect came into that. And this is my other DVD, Obama Cloning in the Coming Space War, because Barack Obama came out and said that I'm going to release restrictions on government funding to stem cell research. And he said, but human cloning for reproduction is abhorrent and we're not going to allow it. But he, being a lawyer, he left out human cloning for experimentation, which is a completely different thing. So now we've got human cloning going on. Dr. Zavros and Rael and Bridget Bousselet all speaking before Congress on human cloning. Dr. Zavros swears that he's cloning humans in Saudi Arabia. CloneAid swears they're cloning humans everywhere. And if we couple these technologies with the brain transfer to cloning, then you've got mind transfer and immortality. And that's really where they're going with this whole situation.
Yeah, well, if you could, here's kind of like this level of psychopathic need, right? First, you want all the money in the world, then you want all the power in the world, and then you want it forever.
Exactly. And this would be the point of having a eugenic system coming into play, because you know you're working towards immortality. Therefore, you've got to limit the population. So we look at the Georgia Guidestones, you know, and it's like a message to the future. You know, maintain humanity at 500 million and create a new living language. All of the things that you see on the Guidestone are what the sorcerers, as I call them, the magicians who rule our lives, use. So language being a key ingredient. Noah Webster wrote Webster's Dictionary, a Freemason and a studier of the Bible code. And he would put code all through the dictionary. But what they would do is limit the terms that you could learn, therefore the ideas that you could conceive. And this is when we're talking about the people that actually craft the words that come out of your mouth, now we're talking some serious power.
I think it's ultimately the most powerful ability that you can have is control over the minds of other people, because people are a remarkable resource, because they can create stuff out of nothing, basically. You know, people can create TV shows, they can create radio shows, they can create artworks, they can create houses, they can create many things that make life so much more enjoyable, so much easier, and so much better than all the rest of the crud that gets sold in Walmart and all over this place through these mass manufacturing monsters. So it is, in fact, a strange system that we live in, where the value of human life has virtually nothing, because the elite only care about their own life and are focused on extending it further. And by consequence, directly, that means that they have to deliberately make your life a lot shorter.
And they will program the very systems into you, just as you were saying at the Walmart, Target, mind pattern programming stores. When you go in there, you got to watch our film on Hannah Montana. I called it Miley Cyrus Exposed. And what you realize is the subtlety of the program. So we look to Walt Disney's Hannah Montana. And what is this programming into the little girls? But the elite and then the lowly you. Because Hannah Montana is the secret star. And then she's the lowly Miley Cyrus. And so this split is programmed right into the children's mind so that they already accept that there are people like Beyonce. And then there's you. And that way, they always keep the separation. So that's how subtle they are with their programming. And how it, when you walk into your store aisles, and you can see my film on Hannah Montana, when you walk in your store aisles, just go to Hollywood Mind Control on Freeman TV, you'll see that Hannah Montana dominates every store. And the truth be known that we have yet to find a Hannah Montana free zone. We've been to auto parts stores, hobby stores, whatever. And then, of course, Target and Walmart are just rampant. And you'll see nothing but Hannah Montana down there. Endless products. We filled up 3 shopping carts making the movie, just like grabbing all the Hannah Montana stuff. And we didn't even get near all of it. The movie was 3 hours long, and we never showed the same product twice. I've edited it down a bit, but, you know, it was never the same product twice. And just all Hannah Montana. And that's the type of control they have. For the boys, they had cars. And, of course, cars would program the child to be subservient to the system. That poor little car had to go through probation and do civic community service. And so the Cars movie, which actually had chemtrails in the animation, one of the first times that had happened.
And there was also another kids movie called Over the Hedge that had chemtrails in it. They were in the suburb trying to scavenge food, these little wild animals.
Yes. Well, way back in the day when chemtrails began, you know, those of us that were on top of it were watching for it to occur in movies or in commercials and TV shows. And so we used to actually database when they appeared in movies, because back then they weren't everywhere. And that's why we were suddenly aware of them. And the chemtrails started falling from the sky back when they first started, and it was this spiderweb-type substance that fell to the ground. And anyone that touched it suddenly developed flu-like symptoms. And lo and behold, if they didn't announce that we were having a flu-like symptom epidemic. Now, we're talking about a symptom epidemic. There is no virus. It's just symptoms of a virus. And what this truly was the aluminum and barium in the chemtrails coming down to the ground, more especially the barium causing these flu-like symptoms. Now, why would they put aluminum and barium up in the sky and allow it to fall to Earth? Well, because aluminum makes you a receptor, an antenna for harp frequency technologies, for ionospheric heaters and the new radio frequency technologies like they have in Australia, the Boeing VLF array where giant droid eyes opened up in the satellite imagery. The barium actually makes you show up on X-band radar. So there is an X-band radar sitting off the coast next to HARP, and it goes around, and it's on an oil rig and can actually move around. But this X-band radar started out right when Katrina hit, and everyone forgot about the X-band radar because it was big news because it couldn't make it across the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal. It had to go all the way down around South and Central America, or Central and South America, to make its way up to Alaska. So the X-band radar is there to see barium in the system. So anytime people are going to gather together in groups somewhere, you're going to radiate like a giant beacon. I just want everyone to know this. You have barium in your system. When you have these flu-like symptoms, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to prescribe things for you. But I would tell you to look more towards heavy metal removal medicines as opposed to a viral medicines. You know, forget your flu drinks and flu syrups, and look more towards the things like selenium or even eating bananas and proactive.
And lots of vitamin play. C as well. That's really good for detoxing out of heavy metals. And
right.
Ginkgo leaf as well. Ginkgo leaf's really good. It's the only tree that grows in Chernobyl now.
Wow. So people are thinking they're dealing with a virus, but they're actually dealing with heavy metal poisoning. And the purpose is yet to come. You see, we still have not seen the full effects of chemtrails on the human population. There's many aspects to chemtrailing. You know, it's not simply what I'm saying. There's also weather modification. There's, you know, over the horizon radar. There's projections of high def things up in the atmosphere. You know, there's many levels to chemtrails. These are just two main points that I want to make about them, is the being able to track through the barium and to be able to be manipulated through the radio frequencies of aluminum. So,
yeah. Well, indeed, all EMF frequencies are kind of messing with our minds to a degree. You know, we're sitting right here in front of computers, and there's a whole mess of EMF waves and everything coming off that too. Goodness knows what effect that's really having on your body. If you can't interpret those signals properly, your white blood cells will go and try and attack the area when there's no virus at all. It just turns you into basically it turns you into sort of like a slight mental patient.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we're seeing this rise in people going schizophrenic, Alzheimer's, all of that. And then, you know, more and more pharmaceuticals being fed into the system. It's a really a downward spiral. You combine this with the weapon systems that we call fast food. And, of course, I can show you every fast food corporate logo is a Masonic symbol. It all relates back to Freemasonry and the secret societies. And McDonald's, just to pick on them, they are actually a real estate corporation. They don't care about the weapon systems. Well, they love that they're killing you with their food. But
just like Starbucks.
Starbucks, of course, and their Skyla fish goddess. And that's how they used to explain sex with the fish people. And this goes back to our goddess Columbia. You know, it's not that Starbucks is the best coffee in the world, because it certainly isn't, by my opinion. But the fact that they have their Masonic logo up on their corporation, that they are the ones raised to the surface. So I can absolutely prove to you and confirm that every corporate head of the fast food agencies, from Dave Thomas to Ray Kroc of McDonald's, are all Freemasons. So I've been to every temple on this planet nearly of the Freemasons, and filmed and sneak footage out for you guys. So if you're ever looking for some internal stuff for the Temple of the 33rd or any of these different Masonic orders, I've snuck into all their temples and filmed them.
Because I want a little bit of background on that, because my Prime Minister John Key is a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. His partner in Parliament, his coalition partner from the ACT Party, John Banks, a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, and the mayor of the Auckland Super City, the largest city in New Zealand by far, is a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, Len Brown. Can you explain that to me? How exactly does that happen? And more to the point, what are the implications of having that kind of a connection?
Yeah, and when we were in Australia, we went to the Grand Lodge of Australian Freemasonry there, and every prime minister was on the wall in his Masonic apron.
the long list of tangled webs we weave, but very tangled indeed. You're listening to the Vinny Acewood Show. My very special guest from Freeman TV is Freeman, and we'll be right back after the break at the Vinny Acewood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices marched to a six-week high Monday on a weaker dollar and safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,677 an ounce, silver $3,233. And the economic and political elites are meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland, urgently seeking to reform capitalism they describe as outdated and crumbling. AFP reports, quote, "We have a general morality gap. We are over-leveraged and have undermined social coherence and are in danger of completely losing confidence of future generations," said Klaus Schwab, founder of the annual World Economic Forum. Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith says the gold standard is the only solution to fill the world's economic morality gap. Gold is a cohesive monetary confidence builder on which citizens and nations can rebuild a sound money system. It's so clear that even the Davos elites may find an agreement. Read more at SwissAmerica.com about Chinese New Year, whether it'll bring good luck or bad luck, and the Gingrich Challenge.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I take my anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live from New Zealand. My very special guest, Freeman. We've got some very scary, diabolical things going on in this Masonic-ruled country, as all the Masonic-ruled countries do, because that's pretty much all of them. And I wanted to get Freeman's analysis on this. How exactly, like, just in New Zealand's sake, for per favour, I'm sure you've got some knowledge on this, could wind up all of them just be Freemasons and nobody notice? And more to the point, what is the implication? What do these guys want? What is their training? What is their indoctrination? Because it looks like cult indoctrination to me whenever I see their rituals being done. They're wiping away one entire reality that people had perceived their entire life, replacing it with another one that seems strange and confusing, so that they wind up having to, just in order to be comfortable, accept everything that's going on and abandon themselves.
That is the question to know, and that is the question that drives me. It's driven me since the very beginning. You'll see in my first DVD, The Freeman Perspective, I get into corporate logos and their occult meanings and the goddess Columbia and where she comes from. So one thing that we have to look at is that when you look to an organization such as Freemasonry, I mean, certainly the most powerful fraternity in the world, you got to realize that you can't judge all the characters by just your understanding of the overall clique, right? So we can't judge an individual Freemason by the organization is all I'm saying.
Well, that's like judging all the characters in a book just basing upon the book outline, only naming two characters.
Right, exactly. So just to make that clear, I just want to make that clear. Because there's, you know, Freemasonry says making good men better. And that's what they lead you into. They lead you in the concepts of the philanthropic ideas where they're building all these burn hospitals and doing all this good in the world. And but yet they don't promote, except for side-handedly through like Nicolas Cage, the idea that they actually created the governments that we exist in. Now, I just did a film with Jim Mars called Aliens in the Fourth Reich, and I've got that one up under Freeman's TV show. And, you know, I show you all the imagery of George Washington as a Freemason standing next to a fasces and stuff, you know. And really, while he's talking all glorious about the founders, I'm showing you the images of their secrets and within their order. So now you go to the New York Grand Lodge, and you see there where FDR had knelt down and broke the altar with his leg brace. And this is the same altar that Houdini knelt at. This is the same altar that the creators of Hollywood knelt at. And we have, you know, pictures and film of all of this. And actually, it's in the film Don Peyote, if the Masons will release the footage. If not, it'll come out later. So look for Don Peyote. This is going to be an epic film. I want all the conspiracy theorists to really promote it and get people to check it out, because it's not going to be what people think it is. It's the first breakout New World Order film to reach the golden screen, so or the silver screen. So let's make it a good one. Anyway, Freemasonry itself, as you start to dig into it, you know, I've read Morals and Dogma by this Grand Sovereign Commander Albert Pike, which is the outline of the 32 degrees of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Then you got to take into account that you have Scottish Rite Freemasonry and York Rite Freemasonry, or even the Prince Hall Freemasonry, which is for African Americans. Because they are very racist inside of there. They do not allow generally people of any... Well, just specifically African American people to join a Scottish Rite Lodge, or you know, the rare occasion they will, but for the most part. So,
is the word lodge interchangeable with temple?
There are lodges and temples, and honestly, I haven't figured out what the difference is. I've been in
they're
a bunch
the same
of
thing them. Then.
Yeah, they're basically the same thing. They all represent Solomon's Temple. And so when you start to get to the ancient history of Freemasonry, back to Solomon's Temple, to the fact that Solomon was a worshiper of Shamash, of Ashtar, and was designing Goetic magic. The Goetia is the form of magic they would perform to control demons. And Solomon had laid out these seals, the seals of Solomon, to bind these spirits to use them for his own control, or demons, as they called them. And now the city street plans of Astana and Canberra and even the Bicentennial Mall in Nashville are all designed as these seals of Solomon's to bind spirits. So these are the people that are actually controlling your world, right? So they're also laying out the city plans and how they go out.
So when they always so they're on the councils, local councils, that kind of thing. So they'd be behind everything that goes on with cities, which are now all basically en masse implementing Agenda 21 and public-private partnerships. Like there's no freaking tomorrow,
right? And they
but again, it's only these there's a class of them called porch masons, people who don't go very high up the degrees at all and just basically use the temple as a way to get away from their wives.
Right, exactly. So let's understand that there's a bunch of men that have come into a darkened lodge with a blindfold on, with their pant leg rolled up and a noose around their necks, with a sword in their heart. You know, that have been performed through these rituals, taking blood oaths, binding themselves under no less penalty than to have their throats ripped across, their tongue pulled out by the roots and buried in the rough sands of the sea. These are the type of bloody oaths that you take. That's just the first one, right? that you don't even know what you're getting into. And now most of these people wouldn't pick up Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma to save their life. And even if they did, it would take them years of study to understand what he was talking about. Because you'll find that he's quoting A Life as Levi. Now, he's the magician that made that picture of Baphomet that everyone uses as a satanic symbol with the goat-headed guy with the torch in his head and he's got as above, so below. That was A Life as Levi back in the 1800s who crafted that. I think I got the date right there, but Eliphas Levi, regardless, was the main guru for Albert Pike. And so most of the stuff, what you find out is that Freemasonry, and Albert Pike makes this clear, and he's the one who wrote the book on it, so we can take him at his word, that Freemasonry is Kabbalism. He says it over 70 times in Morals and Dogma, that Masonry is Kabbalism. Now, Kabbalism is an ancient Hebrew mysticism that is practiced by Madonna and Britney Spears and Ashton Kutcher, you know, and Demi Moore, you know, but then also by these Freemasons who have no idea that they're practicing a form of magic. And so most of them wouldn't open up a book from Israel Regarde or get into the Golden Dawn or check out the Ordo Templi Orientis and these other magical orders to see what it is that they're actually performing within their rituals. So
you could just so much as a Google search these days, and it's amazing somebody can actually devote themselves for to something for like a lifetime and be threatened to be killed and stuff like that without questioning why is that necessary.
Well, they get a good job, you know. My dad was a worshipful master of the Freemasons in Bavaria or in Kaiserslautern. And through this, he was a secret agent. You know, he was chasing flying saucers for the government in Project Blue Book. He was on Killer One submarine with Jimmy Carter. And when I was born, he was building nukes. So you find that you can't be an astronaut. You can't be a secret agent. You can't be anything high ranking in the military. And you'll be constantly barraged by your leaders and by those above you to join. And then once you join, then you start to get these better occupations, you get better things. Look at Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player for the Magic. He just got caught with his Mason ring on TV, and they were like, what is that? And he says, well, it's a symbol of my occupation. And they're like, what does that mean? And then they look at it, they see the compass square and G, and they go, oh, man, you're a Mason? And he says, of course I am. And then they start going, well, do you do rituals? And then he's like, can we get back to basketball? And so you got to realize that they're everywhere, they're everything, and then they are practicing magic rituals right in front of us. So the high-profile rituals that we see with Madonna and Britney at the Music Awards, or even when they did the Video Music Awards and Beyonce came out with the Riot Squads, once again, social engineering, showing you with the Riot Squads, and then Pink comes out, and she's dressed in a full Masonic garb, just as you would when you enter a lodge. So they are performing their rituals in front of us, capping the Great Pyramid with gold, doing all of their rituals, meanwhile never letting you know that there is this magical order behind it all.
Now, can I just ask you, as a direct consequence, and we have to sum it up really quickly, then the show's pretty much over, what exactly is the political leadership, that the Masons that are elected into high levels in politics, what is their plan for our countries?
Well, you know, their reality is much different than ours. And so they already have confirmation of extraterrestrial sources. They have confirmation of extra-dimensional beings. They have contact with other worlds, such as John Dee through Enochian magic. So they already believe in all of this. So they understand that they can be immortal, and they understand that there's a potential of transmitting their soul to another planet. So they are engineering these technologies to go along with the mysticism that they already understand. This is why CERN launched the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer up to the International Space Station to see into the anti-universe, because they already know these things are real. They just now need the science to be able to manipulate it. So we're going to witness as they start these 21st century capitals, such as Astana, Canberra, and all of these nations, of course, are extraterrestrial. They're all launching into space. The SpaceX Dragon will be taking over for all of the space programs in America, and we are going to see a rise of the technocratic elite who have the ability to generate themselves again and again in an immortal way and be completely superior in their technological standings, because they already have anti-gravity, they have massive V-shaped craft, they have all of the situation to bring about the gods, as it were. And then they themselves are channeling the nine gods of ancient Egypt And this is where they are actually getting their game plan. So, and that's where it goes to.
Mate, well, a greater explanation of that particular agenda could not be given. Thank you very much, Freeman. And please plug your website one more time before you go. It's been emotional.
FreemanTV.com.
FreemanTV.com. Thanks so much for your time. I'm sure you're very busy and you need to go back to rebuilding your website, which was recently taken out.
You got that right. Thank you, Vinny.
Hey, the work never ends because the enemy doesn't take a day off, right?
No, and I never will either. This is my life. I love it.
Yeah, this is our life. We love it. So we're going to fight for it. So we don't wind up getting exterminated by some black hooded thugs.
I don't fight. I play.
Yeah, they play their games. We play ours. And we'll catch you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.